chapter 59, in which the Falcon flies into the nightmare.
There's too many of them!
Screams someone through the comlink. Lando doesn't know who, and there's no time to find out. And it hardly matters. There are too many of them. There has never been a battle like this before. Any time that the Empire has had this many ships in one place, the Rebels have always been careful to be as far away as possible. But now, they've been lured here to face far more ships than expected. For each Rebel fighter, there is a pack of TIE fighters out to hunt it down. For each mid-sized Rebel cruiser, there is a monstrous Star Destroyer bristling with cannons and torpedoes. But don't give up hope, listener. Not every ship is created equal. And the Rebels have the ship that did the Kessel Run in less than 12 parsecs. The fastest hunk of junk in the galaxy, the Millennium Falcon. And at the controls are two of the best pilots in the galaxy, Lando and Nien Nunva. And that's a good thing, because even a small space battle is not an easy thing to fly through. Ships, laser bolts, proton torpedoes racing toward you from every direction. Meanwhile, you're racing toward other ships, laser bolts and proton torpedoes, at egregious speeds. And every time you change course, you risk flying into a different set of ships, laser bolts and proton torpedoes that were minding their own business, but are now more than happy to blow up your ship. And speaking of ships blowing up, that happens a lot. And you have to make sure you don't run into the explosions or the drifting debris that floats about afterward. Now add in the fact that you aren't just dodging all this stuff, but actively trying to protect your friends and blast away at your enemies. And now multiply all that times 1,000 as Lando finesses his way through the whole Imperial Armada. When dealing with all this, it helps if you're using the Force, like Luke. But Lando doesn't have that power. What does he have? Nothing but the courage to fly faster and cut things closer than the enemy dares. And right now, he's cutting it awfully close. He's chasing down a TIE fighter even while three others are roaring in from behind. He really should break off his attack and try to get the Falcon out of this mess. Instead, he increases speed and takes a new angle, racing to cut the TIE fighter off by shortcutting insanely close to the bow of a Rebel cruiser. Just before impact, Lando does a hard roll, barely squeaking past the other ship. If we could pause the battle, get out a ruler, and measure just how close the Falcon came to destruction, even Lando would be disturbed by the answer. I fear he has already broken his not-a-scratch promise. The risky maneuver brought them in close enough to not only blow up the TIE they were chasing, but also double back, and thanks to some fancy shooting by Nien Nunva, pick off the two others, while Lando just barely avoided the stray fire from three TIEs chasing an X-Wing across their path.
Watch yourself, Wedge, cries Lando. Three from above!
Red three, red two, pull in!
Got it. Two more coming in, 20 degrees.
Cut to the left! I'll take the leader,
calls Wedge. Lando forces the Falcon into a flip, and Nien Nunva unleashes a broadside on the pack of TIEs. Two explode, but the other three cut away in time and now streak toward one of the larger ships.
They're heading for the medical frigate,
cries Wedge. They give chase, weaving in and out of the absolute chaos of 1,000 ships pulling or trying to pull the same sort of aerial tricks. Wedge does knock out the leader, but not before two X-Wings are shot down and the Falcon takes a brutal hit to its forward deflectors. And still more TIE fighters swoop in, bombarding the frigate until the hull starts to crack.
Le mou, B.O.T., growls Nien Nunva.
I know it, yells Lando. But what else can we...
But he stops, because he's just answered his own question. Somehow, in all that mess of flying and shooting and being shot at, he managed to pull off a quick bit of thinking.
We've got to draw their fire off our cruisers, he orders into the comlink. Accelerate to attack speed and follow me.
Copy, Gold Leader,
answers Wedge. And what's left of the Rebel fighter squadrons turns to fly directly at the largest Star Destroyer in the Imperial fleet. Seconds later, a horde of TIE fighters is rushing to meet their attack. the two forces of fighters collide in a furious cloud of ships, laser bolts, and proton torpedoes, flying in and out and around, and sometimes into the Star Destroyers. Lando's plan has worked. He has brought the battle to the Empire now, and he keeps bringing it in closer. Hardened Imperial officers find themselves shrinking back from their windows as the Rebel pilots skim the surface of the Star Destroyer, blasting everything in sight. There are minor victories for the Rebels in this new round of chaos, but they are very, very minor. And the Imperial fleet is very, very large. It's still just a matter of time until the strength of the Rebel fleet is exhausted, and the endless might of the Empire wins the day, as it has won every day for a generation. Unless...